Hi, this is Joe Francisco of Directions Media. I recently interviewed Tim Lorello of Telecommunications Systems, TCS. Part of our discussion revolved around getting emergency alerts to citizens in times of a natural disaster or terrorist attack, and how that information is conveyed to the citizens through a mobile handset. We pick up the discussion with the discussion of short messaging, as well as other technology that TCS is offering to carriers. As you may know from past articles that I've done on this topic, I think it's particularly relevant for citizens to understand exactly what types of services, what types of location-based services will be offered for citizens in times of natural emergencies.
Let me switch gears for a second and get to some of the short messaging service solutions that you're announcing. What caught my attention was the SMS Express platform, and one of the things that was mentioned in the release were doing things like campus alerts.
Yes.
Obviously, that's becoming interesting
yes.
and important these days. And so is this a service that you may sell to a university or a confined area? I guess that's what I'm getting at, is can you confine your alerts to a specific geographic region, and is that the purpose of the SMS service?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Our focus right now is, we sell SMS Express directly to the wireless operators, to wireless carriers. So our goal is to give them the ability to do exactly what you said, give them the ability to take their applications, their infrastructure, to a university and say, if your students were using our handsets have this kind of capability. They would be able to allow, we would give you an interface off of our system that in this case is provided by TCS that would allow you to send messages to your students. And the interesting thing is they could be messages, primarily they would be messages that would be targeted to a distribution list. So a student list, maybe information that they wanted to say, some special events coming up. They would not necessarily have to be targeted to a particular location. You would potentially be able to add the location capability there. It's a little trickier. So doing sort of location-based messaging in that particular environment is not completely there in place. Certainly, it's not part of only SMS Express. It would require the carrier to sort of deploy location technologies or sell broadcast technologies to do that. And that's currently being explored by many of the carriers as a result of one of the FCC mandates in the Warren Act that Congress passed a couple of years ago. They are looking at emergency alerts that would do exactly what you're talking about, area-based alerts. But in this particular case, what we're talking about is more of the ability to set up a broadcast list. So in the cases where you had students, at a particular university setting where there was some emergency event that was going on that people needed to be notified, they could broadcast that message out to the entire body, student body, regardless of whether they were. And if they happen to be not on campus, and if you think about it, coming to campus, maybe you're not on campus, but when you hear this message, you decide to stay home, not to come to campus that particular day or at that particular time. So sometimes it's important to not just focus on the area that you're going to send the message to, but it may be more important to know who you want to send it to. And so as a result, this particular service, this SMS Express feature, would be perfect for that.
Right, yeah. And particularly appropriate that there was a siren going on in the background.
Yeah, sorry about that. It does
right.
happen.
You mentioned two things that came up that caught my attention. One was the discussion of the Warren Act, which not a lot of people recognize, and which I've had a couple of articles specifically. And I'm kind of curious as to where that is in reaching down into the carriers and whether the carriers are taking that legislation appropriately. And for our listeners, I want to point out that the Warren Act was signed in 2006 into law and stands for Warning Alerts and Response System.
Network, right,
network,
exactly.
Right.
Alerts and Response Network.
So where is that with regard to the carriers? Are they taking that legislation seriously?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, that's, I've worked in the 911 space for a number of years now, and there's so many nuances to all of this, and there's so many challenges, and sometimes the rules are unclear, and so you end up with a lot of debate back and forth, and sometimes things move a little bit slower than you might expect. I've been very impressed with how fast this particular initiative has moved forward. In particular, the SEC had a responsibility to put together a report this past year outlining what they would consider to be the sort of best practice moving forward to provide what they've called, I think it is, a cellular mobile alert system. And it has been completed. The carriers have been very actively participating in, giving guidance on what they think works and what they think would be more challenging. Those documents are all available from the FCC today. I believe they've all been published. And what's happening now, and in fact, I think just recently there was a meeting tied to, I think it is ATIS, what is it, that the Association for Telecommunications Industry Standards, and they are now putting together what they consider to be more full-fledged standards, based off of these recommendations. So the carriers are taking it very seriously. I think one of the things I'm a little concerned about is I'm not sure how seriously the government's going to be taking it right now, because there's some questions about who has the authority to sort of aggregate the messaging. Because if you think about it, the idea of this system, this WARN system, was meant to provide federal, state, and local governmental agencies and organizations the ability to send messages to the population, to their employees, to certain targeted audiences that would want to know information about an emergency alert, a terrorist activity, whatever it might be. It could be a warning about a hurricane coming, a tornado that's touched down, flooding, any number of different things. And they wanted to be able to have these messages go to wireless devices. And they wanted to have them based on area, which is exactly what you were talking about before. So they needed to be location-based alerts. And so the carriers dutifully figured out what would make sense to do it. They suggested to the FCC how. They sent some of their best experts in to discuss these topics. TCS obviously provided some folks to help as well, as a number of other vendors in the industry. And we came up with some really interesting standards that made a lot of sense. The key item is that there was supposed to be an aggregator, some government entity that would take the messages from all these different possible agencies and funnel it out to the various carriers that were going to be participating. And it's important to note this is a voluntary participation request. It was not a mandate. It's all tied to voluntary participation. Right now, I don't think they've identified what agency would do that. And so we're hoping that the Department of Homeland Security will step up and take ownership of it and try to provide some sort of guidance to the industry as to how to make this all come together, because we think it's really a powerful kind of capability. But I guess we're still waiting to see how that's going to work out.
Thanks for joining us today on Another Directions Media Podcast. And if you'd like to write to us about this or other podcasts that we do, you can contact us at editors@directionsmag.com, and be sure to tell a friend.